Now we have live theatre, a local perspective. The effect of the pandemic on the music, performing and visual arts sector has been devastating for venue owners, staff and performers. The government has been slow to support the professional sector, which the stage estimates is worth $5.4 billion to the UK economy every year. In August, the government said that professional theatres could open, but due to the short notice, there has been some delay in this happening. Nevertheless, the sell-out notices for many touring outdoor productions shows that there is an appetite for live performances despite the ongoing pandemic. Pantos are the financial bedrock for many theatres and in some cases generate around 30% of the theatre's annual income. But the government has said that it cannot confirm whether they can go ahead until November. This means most professional productions have already been cancelled. Large-scale productions such as pantos, most musicals require large casts and supporting teams, stage crew, props, dressers, chaperones, etc. Many theatres are cramped backstage and it is therefore impossible to maintain social distancing. I expect that many new shows in the pipeline will require smaller casts and crews. The continued uncertainty has meant that the Benson Players have had to postpone plans to bring three touring productions to the Parish Hall this year, and all local Amdram groups are unable to say when they will be performing again. The guidance for professional and amateur performers is very different. Non-professionals meeting indoors and performing have to abide by the existing rules on meeting those outside your household. It is heartening, though, to see the Corn Exchange in Wallingford opening again, albeit as a cinema only with a very reduced capacity. Meanwhile, Zoom and similar online applications have been helping to keep some of us, just about, sane. While Zoom has its limitations for musical performance, it works very well for things like play readings. I have been hosting weekly play readings online for Dad since April, and they have been very popular. By the time that this reaches you, we will have read over 20 plays. Everyone is welcome, whether you would like to read or just want to listen. You don't have to have any previous acting experience, nor do you need to be a member of Dad's. We meet on Monday evenings at 7:30. If you would like to read or listen, you need to register via the Dad's website. And that's by Mark Wilkin.